Hey, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoround.com. It is Wednesday, October 5th, 2011. This is audio boot number 110. Hey, I want to talk about two things today. First is Steve Jobs passing away. Steve Jobs died today. And the second is the stock market. Stock market might have reversed yesterday. Who knows? We may be in a new bull market. Anyways, I'm out walking the dog. So it's actually kind of cold and wet here in Sacramento. And I know when I ever say it's cold in Sacramento, people from the Midwest usually give me a funny look because they say I don't even know what cold's like. But when all I own is t-shirts and light sweatshirts, feels pretty cold to me. But we've had some rain and the puppy likes to get muddy, so I've got to be more diligent about walking her and less lazy about just letting her roam the backyard. So we are out on a walk. Anyways, Steve Jobs passed away, and you know, there's a couple lessons here. First is that what an innovator, what a pioneer. Even though his life was too short at 56, look at all the things that he did. All the things he did with Apple and Pixar, and I know there's going to be all kinds of tributes to him over the next week or so, and well deserved. What a revolutionary person. And I'm not really even an Apple fanboy. I just certainly respect what he achieved. And the sad thing, too, is that no matter what we do, sometimes your number's up, right? None of us are here for forever. 56 is way too young. And even what he went through the past decade, that's a lot for somebody to go through. But you never know what kind of hand you're going to get dealt. And no amount of money will necessarily guarantee a cure, right? I'm sure he had the best medical care available. And this isn't even one of those diet and lifestyle things, as far as we know, right? It's just a bad, bad disease. So anyways, my thoughts go to Steve. Hope he's in a better place. And his family, I hope they're with each other and you know, comforting each other and remembering all the great things that Steve brought to all of us. So, the second thing is the stock market. The stock market has had a couple days up now, and I really had the opportunity to not go up, right? But yesterday, as I mentioned, that could be a key reversal, and it could be a pretty big moment for the blog or for the stock market because, you know, normally this time of year, you know, the sell in May, right? There's some sell in May folks out there who, you know, sell in May. And actually, I did some of that too and went to low beta stuff and cash. And if you read the blog, you know that. And then you buy sometime, what, September, October, when the market seems to have hit a bottom. Well, what's a bottom? Well, a lot of times that's a double bottom, it's a triple bottom, it's a retesting of a previous low. And yesterday, that seems to have fit the bill, right? Because remember, early, the stock market was cratering. Everybody on TV was saying, hey, it's a bear market. Of course, the journey down was the bear market. Who knows after it's down 20% what it's going to do. But yesterday's bounce, the 1,100 level on the S&P 500, seems to have held up really well. And today we even had more gains off it now. Is it just a one-week thing? I mean, you know, if I look at a technical indicator like the RSI 2, it was, what, under 1 yesterday? I mean, that doesn't happen very often, right? Everybody's getting a little bearish. It's also the first of the month, which could see some buying into the stock market. The market's completely oversold. It's October, so there's a lot of other dynamics in play. But the reality is, hey, this could be it. This could be the chance that we've been looking for. Now, yesterday when it was down at the lows, I thought about it being October, and hey, maybe this is the time to do something, but I didn't do anything about it. I'm still in the same position that I've been in, which is low beta and some cash and some oil. I still have the small cap and the NASDAQ 100 play, which is down a lot less now after the two-day rally. So certainly makes us feel good. It'll be interesting to see what happens after this week, after the monthly strength. Are we going to continue to see some weakness? I mean, the market's really been driven by the news, right? And the news every day is Europe. Greece this, Greece that, Greece this, Greece that. You know, Italy, Ireland, whatever. It's really been infecting our psyche. So whenever it looks like there's an austerity measure that's going to bail out Greece, the market rallies. Whenever it looks like there's something that, like, Greece is going to default, and the reality is they're going to default, right? I mean, I don't know. I just don't see how they could continue to outspend their revenue for very long. It doesn't last, and it's a lesson to be learned by for all of us, really. But that's a fundamental thing. The technical thing is the market seems to have bounced, and I don't know what IBD is saying these days. I mean, usually they wait for a confirmation day after day like yesterday, right? Which happens, if I'm recalling correctly, between the 4th and the 10th day. So I guess that's what they're looking for. I don't know if they'll change their market position to a market in an uptrend anytime soon. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. And not that it matters. I mean, I just like to look at it. I don't actually follow it. Looking at my black box, it did not give a buy signal. It's on a sell signal from a few weeks ago. It actually did really, really well, actually all summer long, calling almost the exact tops and bottoms. And, you know, to tell you the truth, I wish I followed it. I only followed it a little bit initially, and then when it failed, I didn't bail out. I just kind of rode the trade down, but I did do the small cap thing as with the VB. So I did the NASDAQ 100 initially, and when it fell through, I held on to that, and I averaged down, as they say, but I bought something else. I bought the small caps, and that's actually kept me really close to the break-even, if you can consider the trade one big trade. But anyways, that's about it. Pretty chilly out here. The dog's going nuts. The dog, as you know, I got a puppy, right? So you should see her in the rain. She didn't really understand the concept of rain yesterday, so that was kind of cute. She didn't want any part of it. She was like, no way, who's spitting on me, right? So I had a hard time getting her to go outside last night, and but right now there's a break in the clouds, so taking advantage of it and getting the walk in. So hey, it is Wednesday, the middle of the week. Hey, the middle of the week's over for the work days. You got 2 days left. Woohoo! I hope you're having a great one. This is Phantom Power Trip with It's a Great Day from PodSafe Music. See ya.
It's a great day for a breakdown.